The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. My father served 26 years in the United States Air Force. When my mother was pregnant with me, he was sent on a tour of duty in Thailand, where he worked as an engineer on military aviation equipment. The airmail correspondence he and my mother maintained during that time always struck me as romantic. Love letters sent back and forth, with poems and photos and locks of hair. Oh, how lonely that time must have felt for my poor mother, alone with five children. How she kept it together is irrefutable proof, at least to me, of her sainthood. Last October, my husband went away for 3 nights, and I enlisted my sister Wanda to fly all the way from California and help me manage. Unlike my parents, Raf and I spoke on the phone every night and more than a few times during each day. I found excuses to hang things in his closet so I could breathe in a deep lungful of his lingering cologne. If my husband's absence had stretched out long enough for me to bring a pregnancy to term and then watch that baby learn to walk, as was the case with my parents' long-distance marriage during 1972 and 73, I'd have been beside myself with worry, loneliness, exhaustion, and self-pity. Today's poem is The Long Deployment by Jean Dubreuil. It's written from the perspective of a military wife like my mother once was. And it gives beautiful voice to the ways distance from our loved ones makes us long to hold on to even the faintest traces they've left behind. What I hear running like a prayer or a silent mantra throughout the poem is the hope that the speaker's beloved will return home safe and intact, that he'll make it back unharmed, by whatever must be the perils it is his duty to confront. I hate to think of the dark threat looming in the silences of this poem, the terrible possibility that reunion might not occur. Dubreuil's speaker tempers that fear with the terms of a profound cherishing. The Long Deployment by Jean Dubreuil. For weeks, I breathe his body in the sheet and pillow. I lift a blanket to my face. There's bitter incense paired with something sweet, like sandalwood left sitting in the heat or cardamom rubbed on a piece of lace. For weeks, I breathe his body. In the sheet, I smell anise, the musk that we secrete with longing, leather and moss. I find a trace of bitter incense paired with something sweet. Am I imagining the wet scent of peat and cedar, oud, impossible to erase? For weeks, I breathe his body in the sheet, crushed pepper, although perhaps discreet, difficult for someone else to place. There's bitter incense paired with something sweet. With each deployment, I become an aesthete of smoke and oak. Patchouli fills the space for weeks. I breathe his body in the sheet until he starts to fade, made incomplete, a bottle almost empty in its case. There's bitter incense paired with something sweet. And then he's gone. Not even the conceit of him remains, not the resinous base. For weeks, I breathed his body in the sheet. He was bitter incense paired with something sweet. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.